Mesechtes Yoktzin, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. As previously mentioned in Mishnah Aleph, that there are certain parts of a fruit or vegetable that are used to handle it, but don't actually provide any protection and don't preserve the vegetable. And the rule is, in reference to Hilchas Tumah, that anything which is a yad, anything which is used as a handle, to handle the vegetable, to hold it while you're eating it, to pick it up, to carry it with, so if it becomes tamei, the vegetable becomes tamei also, and vice versa. If you touch the vegetable, the yad is also tamei. If tamei touched something which is tamei, touch the vegetable, the yad will also become tamei. However, it's not mitzarif, it doesn't enter into the meeting the criteria of the amount necessary for a fruit or vegetable to be metame something else, to inflict tumah on something else that needs a shear of a kebeya. And if it's missing the amount of kebeya, and with the yad there will be a kebeya, it nevertheless will not transmit the tumah to another object. So elu mitamin umitamin v'lo mitzarfin. The following items are considered a yad, and therefore they become tamei if they touched, and thereby mitamei the fruit, and vice versa, they become tamei if the fruit becomes tamei. However, v'lo mitzarfin, they cannot be considered combined to meet the requisite amount of a kebeya in order to metama something else. Shorshei hashim, the roots of garlic, v'havitzolim, and onions, v'kafloitos, and leek, v'zman shehem yiveshim, when they are dried out. Because once they are dried out, they don't provide any protection to the fruit in terms of making sure it doesn't decay. V'ha'omet she'einu mechuvin k'neged ha'oichel. And if there's protrusions of some type of growth that comes out of the tap, if it's not mechuvin, if it doesn't stick out of the center of where the food pot is, but rather out of the sides, so then it's not considered a shoyma to the peri. And now the Mishnah teaches us the halachas on what's considered a yad by clusters of grapes. So the way the grapes grow, so there's the branch of the vine, and then off the branch is a twig that holds up the cluster. So v'yad haparchel, the handle that's left, if they cut it off the vine, they would leave part of the branch of the vine intact, so it would be able to be handled. And tefach mikan v'tefach mikan, that can go either two-directional, like a T, sticking out of the top of the twig of the cluster of grapes. So you have a tefach worth on each side, which would still be considered a handle. Yad ha'eshkel, if the twig that holds up the vine, kol shehu, even if it's very, very long, it's still considered a yad, because that's the way people handle the grapes, but they lift it up by the twig which holds up the clusters. And v'zanav shel eshkel, sometimes you have the lower part, the bottom part of the cluster of grapes, which is now void of grapes, shiriknoi, which is empty of grapes, and it's also able to be handled by holding on to that area. V'yad ha-mechaved shol tamora, the stick, which is of the broom of the date tree, meaning to say, when you detach a branch of dates from the date tree, so you also have a long stick, and then there are protrusions from it that are the stems of the dates. So the stick is considered a handle for the dates on the end of the stick. Arva tvachim, to the amount of four tvachim. V'kana shel shibolos, the stalks that are from wheat stalks and other such types of seeds that grow, shloshet tfachim, to the amount of three tfachim, is still considered a yad to handle it. V'yad kol haniktzarim, And anything which is cut with a sickle, any type of grain, shloisha, has an amount of 3 tefachim which will still be considered a yad. V'she'in darchon likotzer. What happens if it's not the way to cut it with a sickle, rather they're ripped out of the ground? So then, yideim v'sharshein kolshein, any of the roots that come along with it, and the stalks that are attached to it, even if it's more than 3 tefachim, will be considered a handle and an accessory of this item. Umalon shel shibolim, the hairs that stick out on top of the stalks, sometimes are used to hold on and to grab them. Harei elu mitamin umitamin v'le mistafen. All the things mentioned in this Mishnah fall under the category of a yad, and therefore they will become tamei and vimitama the fruit, and vice versa. If the fruit becomes tamei or the vegetable becomes tamei, it will become tamei as well. But however, they are not combined to the shear of kebeya to be matama other things. Mesechtes Uktzin Perik Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Elu loy mitamin v'loy mitamin v'loy mitstafen. The following things, although still attached to a vegetable, will not be considered a yad, and therefore does not become tamei if the actual fruit becomes tamei, and if it becomes tamei, it does not impart any tumah to the rest of the vegetable. Sharshei kolsei hakriv, the roots of the cabbage stalks, the cholfois tradim, and the roots that grow out of beets, the halefes, and the turnips, eshedarchan ligzois, all the things which normally are trimmed off, the nekru, and the ones that get ripped up with their roots are not becoming tamei, because these things are not used to handle the fruits, and they don't provide any protection to the vegetable, the fruit as well. However, Rabbi Yossi mitama bekulon, he holds inevitably someone can handle a vegetable with by holding it by the roots, and therefore it will always be considered a yad, with the exception umetahe b'shorshei kolsei hakruv v'halefes, except for the roots of the cabbage and the turnips, because over there nobody handles it that way, and therefore it will not have halacha of a yad.